Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, after the top of the hour, my friend John Ziegler, the co-host of the Death of Journalism podcast, good friend of the show. He's out in LA. He's got some very interesting analysis and thoughts about some of the blame game that's going on with the fires. Also, there's this issue, you know, Steve Bannon is all hacked off at Elon Musk, hates him, says he's evil. So you got a guy that's very close to Trump criticizing another guy that's very close to Trump. And a lot of this has to do with the H-1B visa situation for immigrants. And Mark Krikorian, who is with the Center for Immigration Policy, is going to join us a little later in the 5 o'clock hour with some information about that. So we played some of this earlier. Tim Kaine questioning Pete Hegseth at this hearing today.
I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person.
Yeah, so highlighting that in the past.
Have you ever engaged in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
He talked about this.
You cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges.
Well,
investigated, and I was completely cleared. And
talked about alcohol.
Return to the incident that you referenced a minute ago that occurred in Monterey, California in October 2017. At that time, you were still married to your second wife, correct?
So this goes on and on and on. Much of what you saw and heard today was rather disgusting. Bill DeAgostino is with us. He's with the Media Research Center's Newsbusters. They do a great job of exposing a lot of this stuff out there. What did you think of that hearing this morning? How are you this afternoon, Bill?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. Look, I thought that the hearing went about as well as it could have for Hegseth. I mean, there's going to be people on the right who are basically always going to say the hearing went well, and there's going to be people on the left who, I mean, God, there are people on the left who will still insist that that Biden won that debate against Trump, right?
So, well, that's true. That's a good point.
barring those opinions, I think that anybody with a clear mind who kind of looked at this hearing has to conclude that it was pretty much a home run for Hegseth. He handled the Democratic senators as close to flawlessly as he could have, I think, given all the circumstances and some of the tougher questions. And he completely swatted down the idiotic questions, which there was actually a surprising amount of.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate take. Look, I can certainly call balls and strikes, and this was in the infancy of this nomination, one that I didn't think was going to make it, the way that the media was piling on. The LA Times went real quick out of the door, and then you had some op-eds, et cetera. But he did hold his own today, and you had, I mean, the screeching from, I'll be accused of being misogynistic here, Bill, but the screeching from Elizabeth Warren and Mazie Hirono and some of the others on these committees was just utterly disgusting. And I think that the Republicans came in very prepared to offer, for example, for those people who didn't hear it, if there was testimony or if Mazie Hirono, someone like that, said something, the Republican committee member would come on and say, okay, we're going to enter this into the file, a letter that has been written on behalf of Pete Hegseth from somebody that basically throws cold water onto all of their theories with abuse, et cetera. So, you know, I think he did do very well today, and he's likely to get the vote and survive.
I think so. But I think it's also kind of important to recall the context of this confirmation, which is that of the of all of the Republican senators, I believe 50 in 2020, only two voted against the current defense secretary. Right. And so if any of these Republican senators who voted either voted for Lloyd Austin or were among the four or five, I think it was, that just didn't vote at all, then they owe a pretty good explanation for why Lloyd Austin was okay, but Pete Hegseth is not, especially after this confirmation hearing.
So that is, that's a very interesting point. I was unaware of that. I like that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Only two actually voted against Lloyd Austin. It was Josh Hawley and Mike Lee, which, you know, when you hear those names, you're like, yeah, okay, that tracks, right?
Yes, we know one of them pretty well here in Missouri. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, good guys, those two. Good guys, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, also, you mentioned a bit of the media pylon on Hegseth. We actually did a study on that, and we found that when Kash Patel was announced as a nominee, basically all the media heat went on to Patel for a single evening. Until a bunch of these Republican senators indicated that they actually weren't super opposed to Patel. And when that happened, they immediately pivoted back to hammering Hegseth, and Hegseth basically took up almost all of the broadcast network coverage of the cabinet nominees until some of the senators who were holdouts started signaling that they might actually be willing to support Hegseth, and then coverage of him basically ceased. And so the story that sort of pattern of coverage tells is basically that the media smelled blood in the water with Hegseth, and they were trying to sink his nomination because they felt like it was the one that they had the best chance of sinking, right? It's completely calculated and cynical the way that they handle this stuff. And so now after this hearing, I think that we're probably going to stop even on cable hearing as much about Hegseth because it seems like he's kind of got it in the bag at this point.
Yeah, I think you call that one exactly right. Hey, I know that you guys at Media Research Center Newsbusters have been tweeting out. I talked about this case a little earlier. We did cover it last week. Do you have any gut check on how the big defamation case against CNN is going right now?
Yeah, our very own Nick Fondacaro is actually down there right now covering it live. He's been doing some pretty exceptional reporting
great
on this
work.
since the very beginning of the case. He's been tracking it pretty hard. But, yeah, I mean, it's not going spectacularly for them. There have been several witnesses who have made sworn statements either in depositions or in court that then the defendant's lawyer will produce an email or a document of some sort that seems to contradict what they're saying. One of the more notable cases that happened this week is they played a recording of Jake Tapper's deposition where he says, you know, I don't even look at ratings. I don't care about ratings. That's not something that really affects how my judgment or how I think about things at all. And of course, everybody immediately produced like several tweets from him talking about CNN in the Nielsen ratings and specifically like the 29 to 54, whatever it is, demographic. So look, I mean, is that an overly material inconsistency? No, it's not. But that does a lot to hurt his credibility in this case. And Tapper is one of the two, I guess you could say, primary co-defendants, although that's not really the legal term for it. But he is one of the two sore issues for the defendant. The plaintiff.
And I played, this is Michael Conte. I played this. This was from a deposition. I think this might have got played in court today. This is a producer for CNN.
There's a photograph on the screen. Do you understand that to be Zachary Young?
I understand that to be Zachary Young.
Do you think he has a punchable face?
Yeah.
So why do you think that?
Probably the smirk and the sunglasses.
So the question was, does he have a punchable face? Because there are text messages where that kid is
right
on the record saying that. But the way that came off in that deposition, he was laughing. He was joking. He didn't take it seriously at all. I mean,
right.
I'm rooting for the plaintiff maybe more than ever in this particular one, hoping CNN gets slammed again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, for anybody confused why he would say that in a deposition, I think that he's trying to remain consistent with you know, some right. of the text messages that he knew that they were privy to. So, yeah, but his whole demeanor. Right. Yeah. Your point taken there. Absolutely. His whole demeanor is completely odious. And I think that it very much would bias.
Yeah.
A jury.
And look, if I'm watching that testimony and I see that smirk, they're talking about, you know, young smirk. I see the smirk on that kid. I'm going to vote for the plaintiff and for a lot of money. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Yeah. And by the way, Nick is doing an amazing job. Follow him on Twitter. Fonda Kerr is doing a great job covering that trial. But Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot
for
having me
care.
On. Have a good one.
John Ziegler from LA coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.